Take care.
And a little gardening lanyap if you weren't up this morning or you missed the first hour of the broadcast. Have you been working to put together a nice lawn or some gardens?
Oh, yeah.
Only to be torn up by four-legged animals. Now, I'm not talking about dogs at this particular time, so this your German short hairs don't really apply here. But
I'll stay out
if you're in the higher area where you've got a lot of deers or anywhere in Arizona, you could have a rabbit problem when you start planting and watering.
Javelina.
Oh, my gosh. There is a product by Bonide called Repels All. Now, we've talked about liquid products before.
Mm-hmm.
And when we tell you to put on a plastic glove that goes up to your elbow.
Pretty stanky.
Put a nose clip on.
Yeah.
Put some tear goggles on.
Yeah, baby.
Look at where you're going to spray. Turn your head away, spray, and run. Don't have to do that with the all-natural ingredients and Repels All by Bonide. The smell, taste, and irritation will keep animals away up to 6 months. And you can put on everything. Trees, shrubs, perennials, your vegetable gardens, your fruit trees. You could put this on everything.
Arizona Fish and Game ought to hand that stuff out for free.
Well, I'm not sure Bonide would tell you their products for free. But you can find it if you're in Prescott at Waters Garden Nursery up on Iron Springs. If you're in the Phoenix area, Summer Winds, both locations on Tatum or 16th Street. And for our East Valley residents out in Queen Creek, you can find a complete listing at Bonide.com or in the Nursery and Garden Product Center at Rosie on the house. So that'll help keep your labor of your yard
preserved
out of the mouth of four-legged animals.
There you go. Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House this morning. We're broadcasting from the factory of Pella Window and Doors, and we're running a little giveaway, chocolate basket giveaway contest here live on air for all our Arizona listeners. I understand it's a beautiful morning there. We're actually flying back this afternoon. There is a family connection to Pella, Iowa in the annals of Arizona history. We have a very prominent Arizona history family figure who had his childhood in Pella, Iowa. And I will disclose one more of our evolving tips. He was in law enforcement.
Law don't go around here, law just don't go around here.
He was in Arizona law enforcement. He made the pages of history from his law enforcement antics.
You should get this by now, if you haven't. If you've been listening to all...
He lived in Tombstone.
That should definitely give it away. If you haven't figured that out yet, Chad, you need to open a book.
And wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, you will post your answer to Rosie on the House at the Facebook. I don't know how to Facebook. Jennifer, how do you do that?
Just go to our fan page and put your answer. You can message us as preferable.
You have to get on the internet and get on Facebook, and then you type in Rosie on the House, and then that's us.
Yep.
And then you type in your answer there.
Yeah, you'll see where to send us a little message.
Okay, and don't worry about being in Phoenix. If you win this basket of chocolate, I'll drive it to you wherever you
are.
Arizona. Yeah. Wherever you are in Arizona, I'll load up my Sanderson F-250 pickup truck, turn on the air conditioner, preserve that chocolate from melting, and get it to you wherever you are.
Where is the basket? Do we have
it? It's at the office.
It's back at the office.
If Sarah hasn't attacked it yet, it's still there.
Why would you put a parachute on it and throw it out the airplane?
That's what I was thinking.
What do you say we get to a couple calls? We've got them loaded up here. Where do you want to go, buddy?
Let's start with Debbie. Welcome to the program. What may we help you with?
Yes, hi. I did a remodel about 10 years ago with Pella Windows. And my question is, since then, I know Pella's come up with some unique changes within their designs and features and things like that. Who do you recommend I go to locally to kind of upgrade? Can I upgrade as far as just the features rather than replacing the whole windows?
Yeah.
So are there add-ons she's asking opposed to buying a whole new one?
You know, the beauty of Pella is we'll come to your home and help you choose what's right for you and your home. All you have to do is call 480-355-3000. 3800. Again, that's 480-355-3800. Or you can find us on Pella.com. And there are some of our products that can be updated.
Yeah.
But we can replace them for you, or we can tell you what options are available based on the type and style of Pella windows that you have. And that's one of the things that's beautiful about Pella is we keep replacement parts for a long time, and our windows are designed to last a long time to begin with.
The original factory, I mean, y'all have 1.4 million square feet under roof. 1.8 million? How many acres is that? I'll have to do the math in a minute.
We've got more than 40 acres under roof.
40 acres
alone.
Well, it looks like the original factory. The original factory that made everything is now just the service department.
I when we were walking around, I posted that 40 acres under roof, and I stopped before I sent that. I said, "There's no way. That's just wrong." Well, and I went back to Jim. How many acres under is it? And he's 40. I'm like, "No, under roof." And he's like, 40. You sure? I'm going to put this publicly. Like 40 acres under roof.
Well, I could tell by the way you were walking by the afternoon that you walked a long ways.
We
had some sore doggies on us here, even with good walking shoes on. But, you know, and for the caller, one of the things that's beautiful about Pella is if you're thinking about a new patio door, we've got that great roll screen option that's a huge screen that rolls into place when you need it, rolls out of sight when you don't. So there's lots of great innovations. And then things like blinds or shades between the panes of glass, so you don't have to worry about your pets or your kids or your grandkids.
They can be the mini blinds. They can be the honeycomb. You mentioned roll screen. I doubt most people realize Pella Window and Door started as a screen company.
Absolutely. Way back in 1925, we made what was called the roll screen, and it rolls into place like a window shade when you need it, rolls up and out of sight when you don't need it to keep the bugs out. But we make those for sliding patio doors, and it is the biggest factor on those cool nights when you open it up and you want to let fresh air and refresh your home. There's nothing better than a Pella roll screen, whether you're talking a sliding patio door or on a Pella window.
So, Debbie, if you want to take a look and have a free consult at your house with a Pella representative, you'll call the same number I call when I place my Pella window orders. It's 480-355-3800.
Now,
let's run down to Harriet in Tucson.
I got one more.
You want to get
for Debbie?
Hang on, Harriet. We're coming to you right next.
That, you know, new technologies, new advancements are great, but it is kind of one of those things where, you know, they're only 10 years old. These windows have a good long life ahead of them. So, taken with care, if she does want to go for a full new upgrade, you could take those out. Is there any way to put a value on those so she could donate them to Habitat and get her tax write-off?
You know, that's something you could talk to your local Pella representative about, because each home is unique, and the Pella folks are experts on your home and the type and style that's best for you and what to do with those old windows. And if you don't want to worry about what to do with the old windows, that's another great reason to do business with Pella, because we take care of all that. We even take our shoes off when we come into your home, and we don't leave any dirty heel marks behind or any tracks. We clean up after ourselves.
Perfect.
So you know how neat they are in Pella, Iowa.
I do. Yeah, boy, I do know. I do it now, that's for sure.
168 tons of sawdust collected a week. I mean, that entire mill, there wasn't a chip of wood on the floor. It was all sucked and shipped out to another company that does all kinds of livestock bedding and things with them.
Well, and here's a fun fact. The company was founded in 1925. That's the year our first recycling program started, too. I mean, we're just neat and clean, and we find a use for everything and a reuse for those byproducts from the manufacturing process.
That's awesome. Let's bring Harriet in from Tucson real quick and see if we can address her concern. Good morning, Miss Harriet. How can we help you?
Good morning, Rosie. As you know, I spoke to you before, and I'm legally blind, but where the Pella showroom is, but my problem is Alan and I are not handy, so as far as measuring and installing, do I have to get a contractor if you buy the door? I need a front door. And do you have to get a different contractor? Are they going to install it?
Harriet, this you don't want to take your own measurements and turn them in to somebody and order it, no matter where you go. You want who's ever providing the door to take the measurements to make sure.
Rosie and I don't even take our own window and door measurements.
No, we really don't. So I know where you are. You're there in the north central, a little bit northwest part of Tucson. The Tucson Pella showroom is out on Oracle, but they'll send somebody to the house. Okay, just give them a ring.
Because here's the risk: you measure it wrong, and you buy it, and they deliver it,
and it's your measurements.
These are the measurements you gave us. What do you want us to do? Well, if they take the measurements, their responsibility is now on them, and they do it. It's not really. You would think it's as easy as just taking a tape measure, but the jam goes back farther behind the finished material. You don't know
the window's going to come square, and many
the house might not be.
many rough openings aren't. So if you don't know to take the measurements with a lot of years of experience of ripping out and installing, you could very easily come up with the wrong dimension.
Well, and that's the beauty of Pella, is we get it right from the start with the measurements down to the installation so that you can relax and do things you'd rather do.
Absolutely. Harriet, we appreciate the call. Bless your heart. We appreciate you listening. Romy, where are we going to go next, buddy?
Well, let's stay in Tucson and bring Cheryl into the conversation. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, Rosie.
Morning, Miss Cheryl.
I just so enjoy my Pella, our new Pella door. We got it December 26th, slider on our bedroom.
Nice.
It keeps the neighbor's dog's noise down. It keeps from vibrating in this wind. We used to have stuffed cards in there. Anyway.
I was at a listener's home last week who, when I walked up to the front door, we were going to address another issue they had with a greenhouse they wanted built in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I knew from walking up to the front door, it was a Pella window. And he opened the door and he said, Rosie, I know you're going to Pella. Show them this. Our home was broken into with the old doors. We put the Pella doors on. Now, look at all these claw marks of how the guy tried to break back in again later. He said they had to go around the back door and break the glass and get in that way. So they're great doors with the multi-point lock systems. You just can't say enough good things about it. Now, what's your question?
Okay. Rosie, my question is on in our backyard, we're kind of redoing all of it. We want a drip system in there, and we also, on one part, and on the other part, we want synthetic lawn. And I understand there's a turf coolant now in a synthetic lawn, which gives it about 15 degrees cooler. Have you heard of that?
Well, there are multiple ways of doing that. And I will tell you, Cheryl, if I were going to put in synthetic lawn, I would install a sprinkler system, because if you have any pets at all, just for the sake of keeping it clean, you're going to want to be able to wash it down from the pet waste on occasion, as well as the bird waste and everything else that's dropping by. Easy Turf is the synthetic lawn product we recommend. You need to check that out before you have anybody else come to the house. Thanks, Miss Cheryl.